بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون، واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون. صدق الله العظيم. These verses of Surah Hud we heard towards the end of last night's Taraweeh. And inshallah we'll discuss these verses. This is the incident of Nuh alayhi salatu salam when his people rejected him. In the 27th para in Iqtarabat al-Sa'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this incident there as well, where فَكَذَّبُوا عَبْدَنَا وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونٌ وَازْدُجِرٌ فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرٌ. Nuh alayhi salatu salam for 950 years called his people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the oneness of Allah ta'ala, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's the entire surah Nuh in the 29th para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how Nuh alayhi salatu salam gave da'wat to his people. Inni da'awtu qawmi layla wa nahara. Night and day, night and day. And each time he called them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they began thrusting their fingers into their ears. They covered themselves with their shawls and blankets. They ran away from him. They rejected him. Day and night he called towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say only 83 people had accepted Iman. Only 83 people. So after so many years, and after such an effort, now when Nuh alayhi salatu salam reached this point where he had no more hopes, and he said, Rabbi inni maghloobun fantasir. Wallah, I am now overpowered. Now you take revenge. Why? Because his people would mock at him. They would laugh at him. They would make fun at him. So Nuh alayhi salatu salam said, Rabbi inni maghloob. I am overpowered. Fantasir. Ya Allah, you take revenge. Therefore, in this surah Hud, this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now instructs Nuh alayhi salatu salam. What you do is build an ark, build a ship under our supervision, and we will inspire you how to build this ark. And Allah informs him that a time will come when the floods will come and you will be able to sail on this ark and you will be saved and the believers with you. Now the moment he began to build this ark, وَيَصْدَعُ الْفُلْكِ, Nuh alayhi salatu salam is building this ship. And وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِيرٌ مِّنْهِ. The disbelievers will go past him, what are you doing? He said, I'm building a ship. They say, you're going crazy. On land, how is a ship going to sail on land? There's no water here. سَخِيرٌ مِّنْهِ. They used to laugh at him and mock at him. قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُوا مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُوا. This is a lesson for all of us. He says, okay, you are laughing at me today. A time will come when we will laugh at you. He was a Nabi of Allah. He had full conviction in the command of Allah. He knew what the result will be. And therefore he is warning them that don't laugh at me, don't mock at me. Lest the day comes when you will be suffering and crying, and things will be changed, and then we will laugh at you. The exact thing happens on the day of Qiyamah, when the believers will then laugh at those people who mocked at them in this world. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told his people, soon you will know. مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَيَحِلُّ عَلَيْهِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. Upon whom that punishment will come and disgrace him, and that perpetual punishment upon whom it will come down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explains that this ark was built, and Nuh alayhi salatu salam is told that he should take a pair of min kulli zawjayn ithnain, of each animal he must take a pair. And he is told now to board the ship with all those who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not be able to board the ship. And Allah explains how this flood came. In this 27th para, فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. The sky is cracked open. An abundant rain came. Rain fell in torrents. Not only from the sky, وَفَارَ التَّنُّور. Tannur means an oven. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said, Tannur here means the surface of the earth. Other mufassirin say, Tannur means the oven which normally kindles, in which fire is kindled, where we bake our bread. Even a hot place like an oven, from there was water that gushed out. وَفَارَ التَّنُّور. So from the skies is rain. From the earth is rain, water coming out. And now Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam boards the ship. وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرَيْهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا إِنْ رَبِّي لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah instructs him now, you board this ship. In the name of Allah, مَجْرَيْهَا is the sailing of the ship. وَمُرْسَاهَا is the anchor of the ship. إِنْ رَبِّي لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Again and again, Allah reminds us that Allah is غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. This ship began to sail. وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ, taking them, فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ, through such huge waves were like mountains. One wave like the size of a mountain. Now, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam sees his son. وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ, who was aloof, one side. This is the fatherly love that overcomes Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. He was warned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that, وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't talk to me now about those who have wronged, those who have oppressed, those who have rejected me, those who have not responded positively to your invitation. But the fatherly love, he had this last minute hope. Perhaps my son will see this flood coming now, and now he will embrace Islam, he will bring iman. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam calls out to his son. If we just visualize and picture this, there's a flood, and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and the other believers on board, he sees his son, shouts out to his son to save him. Ya bunayya arkam ma'ana. Oh my son, join us, board the ship with us. Wa la takum ma'al kafirin. Don't be with the disbelievers. What is the response of the son, this disobedient child of his, the one who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Even when he is seeing the water flowing copiously, this torrential rain from beneath, from above. قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَىٰ جَبَلِي يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. He shouts, he says, that I will seek refuge in a mountain that will save me from the flood. I'll go on top of the mountain, I'll be saved. قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رُحِيمٌ. What does Allah say? There is no asim. Yesterday we did the similar word. There is no protector. No protector today from this azab of Allah, except upon whom Allah shows mercy. So it is only Allah who protects. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ. Father and son are conversing. Father is shouting out to his son, وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And his son is saying, I will go on top of the mountain. When suddenly one wave comes between them. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, his son is amongst those who are drowned. And now the ship flows. Now there's still so much of rain coming. Allah then instructs the skies and the earth to hold back, withdraw the rain. وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ بْلَعِي مَاءَكَ. The word إِبْلَعِي means to swallow. Allah now tells the earth to swallow up its water. وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي. And O sky, withdraw your water, hold back your water. وَغِيظَ الْمَاءُ. Water subsided. وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. Matter was decided. The believers were saved. The disbelievers were drowned. وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي. This ship then settled down on Mount Judi. وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah says, destruction be to those who have rejected me. وَنَادَى نُوحُ رَبَّهُ. Nuh alayhi salatu salam. Now again he tries, he calls out to his Allah. فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ بَنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي. My son is from my progeny, my family. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ. Your promise is true. وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. You're the best of all judges. In other words, he is pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have some mercy on my son, some my family, I'm your Nabi. If you just pardon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds. When the curtain is drawn, when it is time up, when azab has already come down, like how in Fir'aun, when he was drowning, now he saw the reality of Allah's qudrat in front of him. He was given many chances. Fir'aun was even shown the stick that was thrown in front of him, which became a snake. Despite all that, still rejected. مَعْلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. I don't know any other Allah besides me, myself or you. I am your Allah. The pride, the arrogance Fir'aun had. Now when he is drowning, he sees, oh-ho, there is a divine power, a supreme power, that is the power of Allah. Now he says, آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. I bring iman in the Rabb of Harun and Musa. Allah says, now? وَقَدْ عَسَيْتَ. When you rejected completely. So similarly here Allah says, قَالَ يَا نُوحْ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Oh Nuh, he in reality is not from your family. He is not fit to be called your son. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. If you translate this literally, إِنَّهُ verily your son, amalun is an action, غير صالح, which is not righteous. In other words, Allah is saying that your son is not pious, is impious, disobedient. In one qiraat, إِنَّهُ عَمِلَ غَيْرَ صالح. He did an action which was غير صالح. In other words, he rejected me. He's not fit to be called your son. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Nuh, O Nuh, do not ask me to intervene or to pardon. Oh, do not ask me regarding those things you don't have knowledge with. Your son rejected me. You pleaded to him right till the end. He still didn't see my power. He didn't believe in me. Now don't ask me to forgive him. Inni a'idhuka an takuna min al-jahilin. Very stern words. Allah said, oh no, I am warning you, advising you, that don't be like those who are ignorant ones. You have knowledge now. And what you don't have knowledge regarding, don't pursue and probe into that and ask me regarding that. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately he turns to Allah. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Oh my Allah, I seek your forgiveness, your pardon, in asking you regarding those things I have no knowledge. Our knowledge is limited. This is something we all have to put into our minds. We are the creation of Allah. When Musa alayhi salatu salam and Khidr alayhi salatu salam were going the ship, it's a long story, inshallah, if we have time in Surah Kahf, we will discuss that. But the one point where Nuh alayhi salatu, as Khidr and Musa alayhi salatu salam are on the ship, and suddenly Khidr alayhi salatu salam is damaging that boat, and Musa alayhi salam saying, what are you doing? So he says, see, again you're asking me, you'd rather leave me. But there was a bird that had perched itself on the edge of the ship, and it placed its beak into the water. And of course, on the beak, there was a drop of water that came. So Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you see this droplet that's on the beak of this bird? That is my knowledge, your knowledge, the entire world's knowledge, equivalent to the droplet, the small drop of water, in comparison to the ocean, which is the knowledge of Allah. And of course, the ocean also is limited. Allah's knowledge is unlimited. There's no limit, no bounds. So Allah has got wisdom, hikmat, which you and I can never perceive and comprehend and understand. Therefore, in our lives, we will get 101 questions that will come to us, for which we will not have any understanding. Our minds will not be able to comprehend. Why has Allah done this? Why is He doing this? Why like that? Why like this? we close the door. Bas. Now we make tafweez. We turn our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Hakim. He has got all knowledge. We are not going to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nuh alayhi salam realizes and he says, oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness that I ask you regarding those things. I don't have any knowledge. Wa illa taghfir li wa tarhamni. Oh my Allah, if you are not going to forgive me and you're not going to have mercy upon me, akum min al khasirin, I will be amongst the losers. Of course, he was a Nabi of Allah. These are small, little errors that they made. It's not sins. A Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ma'soom. He is completely sinless. These are small errors that they made in their judgment. And immediately Allah ta'ala reprimands them and they turn to Allah. They don't procrastinate like us. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them now to come down and Allah pours His barakat upon them. So this in brief is the story of Nuh alayhi salatu salam and his son. And of course we did Surah Yusuf today, which is so beautiful. And alhamdulillah, we did the entire tafsir in the Monday programs over a few weeks. But the sum total of the whole Surah Yusuf, you know, just take 3 minutes, inshallah, we will finish. There are so many lessons. But right from the beginning, we find that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam had hasad for him. Now this is such a thing which is common amongst every person. Even amongst ulama and scholars, Allah forbid, Allah protect us. It is such a thing that will eat up our a'mal. Innal hasada ya'kul hasanat kama ta'kulu an-naru al-hatab. Each one of us, we experience this in our lives, suddenly we become jealous of some person. So what do we do? Immediately think that if I'm going to be jealous, what am I being jealous over? That, oh Allah, you are giving him some bounty that I do not have. And the desire in my heart is that he must be deprived of that bounty. He mustn't get that bounty. I must get it. He mustn't get it. It must be taken away from him. In other words, we are not happy with the decision of Allah. So see how serious it is. If Allah wants to give some person, then we say, Allah, no, don't give him. Who are we to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to be displeased with the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And there are, of course, many other ilaj, remedies, if you go and you give that person hadiah, and more than that, beg sincerely. This is a difficult one. Okay, hadiah, maybe we'll be able to give the person. We might invite him to our house, possible, but sit inside, we're still jealous of him. But in solitude alone, to cry sincerely and beg, oh, you by the multazam, or you in the hatim, and you such places, or it's Friday before Maghrib, and you know du'as are answered, or you fasting, you're musafir. Now to sincerely beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give that person taraqqi, and make him more prosperous. You're jealous of him. But now you see Allah, you pour your mercy over him, and you give him plentiful. That's the hard one. And if we're able to do this, then we have overcome the jealousy. So Yusuf alayhi salam's blood brothers, they were envious of him. They were jealous of him. And unfortunately, we find that in our lives today, so many brothers and sisters, they have this jealousy. Why this one person has got, he's more prosperous in his dunya? So jealousy, Allah Ta'ala has shown us that we should not be jealous. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows, after difficulty, hardship, taklif, in the end, Allah is going to give you that victory. So the surah gives us hope. Every person, every mother, sister especially, and all of us who are confronted with some trial, some hardship, some difficulty, no matter how severe it may be. Here, child is separated from his beloved father, thrown into a well. But after all that qurbani, the sabr, the underlining theme of this whole surah is sabr, sabr, sabr. Innahu may yattaqi wa yasbir. The person who has taqwa and he makes sabr. Allah says, I will never destroy his good deeds or his efforts. Allah makes Yusuf alayhi salam take him from the well to becoming the minister of Egypt. Allah gave him such honor, such dignity. And then the same brothers come back. And then what is the pinnacle of this entire story? That Yusuf alayhi salatu salam has such a heart that he forgives his brothers. He completely forgives. There are so many people who see Oh, no, my brother, or my sister, or my father, or my cousin, or my nephew did this, and some of those things are terrible. You feel like crying. What this person went through. But after all, what do you have to tell the person? Just forgive the person for the sake of Allah. When you will forgive him, Allah will become so happy. Believe me, Allah will give you such happiness in your life. And Allah will remove difficulties from your life. And even if you don't see the fruits of that in this world, guaranteed in the akhirah, we will see the fruits of the sabr. But Allah is kind. Allah will give us the strength. And your heart, you will feel so strong. Even though that person has done you down, and he's a zalim and you're mazloom, but because you turn to Allah and you forgive him, you won't feel any pain in your heart. And then of course the story of Zulaykha and chasing Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. What does he see there when he was trapped? Every door of that entire palace or chambers was shut and locked. And he had nowhere to go. He still ran to the door. And what is this? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَاهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُ. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment he turned to Allah, Allah opened all those locks and Yusuf alayhi salatu salam was saved. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat of understanding the Quran and Majeed and applying these lessons in our life. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.